So you get to this inner kind of an awakening, and what happens is that you'll get a message. And that message that you get will be, it'll be delivered to you in a very profound way. There's a book that's called Quantum Change that I've read recently about what happens to people as they move into the afternoon of their life. And these changes that take place as you move into the afternoon of your life are precipitated very often by a signature moment in your life. And it's something that is repeated in virtually everyone who has these experiences. I had it when I gave up drinking about 17 years ago. And I didn't quit drinking because I'm an alcoholic, because I'm not an alcoholic. I just drank every day. Not a lot, just a few beers in the evening, but it was a practice that I did every day. And I had a teacher tell me that I would have to give it up if I wanted to reach the level that I would like to be able to reach in my life. I know that you want to reach this level. I know you want to experience at this level, and you cannot put toxins into your body and reach that level. It just won't happen for you, I was told. And I said, you know, I really don't mind giving up drinking. I just want to have a couple of beers now and then. And his teacher said, you will not be able to any longer. And it isn't going to be a conscious choice. It isn't going to be something that you're going to struggle with. It isn't going to be some difficult thing for you. The truth of your morning of your life will now be a lie in the afternoon. And in the afternoon of your life, you just won't be able to do it. Exactly what he said is true. It's been 17 years. I can't even imagine putting alcohol into my body. It's just not a possibility any longer. The man who created Alcoholics Anonymous. Before Alcoholics Anonymous, those people who got into alcoholic psychosis just died. There was no cure for it. You just died. You just withered away and drank yourself to death. And a man named Bill Wilson, Bill W., of whom I'm a friend, and I'm sure many of you listening are as well, or would like to become. And this is his expression. Listen to his words, Bill W., as he moved into the area of teaching people how to overcome alcoholic depression. My depression deepened unbearably, and finally, it seemed to me as though I were at the bottom of the pit. I still gagged badly on the notion of a power greater than myself. But finally, just for a moment, the last vestige of my proud obstinacy was crushed. All at once, I found myself crying out, if there is a God, let him show himself. I am ready to do anything, anything. Suddenly, the room lit up with a great white light. I was caught up into an ecstasy which there are no words to describe. It seemed to me in the mind's eye that I was on a mountain and that a wind, not of air, but of spirit, was blowing. And then it burst upon me that I was a free man. It happened in a moment, in an instant. And the characteristic of these changes as you move from an uninspired life in which other people are dictating what you should be in the morning of your life into the afternoon of your life, in the evening of your life, when you know you have to be connected to spirit, you have to be inspired in spirit. The characteristic of these quantum changes, every one of them applied to what I'm talking about. And there's this incredible, blissful, like a kundalini, like a warm shower running inside of you. I can feel it right now as I talk about this and sort of re-experience it right now in front of you here that takes me back to that morning at 4:07 a.m. 17 years ago. And the characteristics of this are that, number one, it's always a surprise. It's like you weren't expecting it, you weren't anticipating it, this thing comes about. It can be any number of things. It can be voices, it can be lights. I mean, in quantum change, they talk about 1,000 different kinds of ways that it expresses itself. It's a surprise. It just flows to you and you know that you're free. That morning, at 4:07 a.m., 17 years ago, I knew I was free. I was free, and it wasn't going to be difficult. It wasn't going to be, and that what my teachers, who had been trying to teach me about moving into exalted states of enlightenment and moving past what I had believed was what I was going to do for the rest of my life, it was gone. It was so easy that it's almost embarrassing to tell you how easy it was and is to make these shifts when you have this kind of a knowing. It can be a voice, it can be a sight, but it's always a surprise. Secondly, it is always vivid, that it is so clear what is happening. I was staying at that time down at a place that I had in Fort Lauderdale, and my wife and children were up that night in Boca Raton, which is about 17 miles or so from where I was staying that night. I was sleeping over because I'd been doing some writing and all of that. And when that experience was completed, I picked up the telephone and I called my wife and I said, I'm through with drinking. I'll never have another drink. She said, you shouldn't ever say never. Only God says never. I said, well, then I'm God, because that's what I'm saying. I did this with several other addictions in my life as well. I did it with caffeine. I did it with nicotine. I did it with sugar. It was almost too easy. But it was so vivid. So it's a surprise and it's vivid. There's a clarity that comes in these quantum change moments. How many in the room have ever had this experience yet so far? There's quite a few, yeah, maybe. You could probably say the day, the time, the place, and the clarity is there still to this day. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, 4:07 a.m. on that day, 17 years ago, is exactly the same as this instant right now. And I have goose flesh on me as I'm speaking about it. It's like, it's that clear and that vivid. And that is a shift away from non-inspiration into inspiration, from an uninspiring life. Not meaning that I wasn't inspired before. There were many wonderful, loving things that I did in those years before that. But this was a moment, a clarity, so vivid and so real. Even when I was talking to my wife about it at the time, she was thrilled and happy and blah, blah, blah for me and all that, but she couldn't grasp what I was talking about because it wasn't hers, it was mine. She's had them herself, as many people have had. Surprising, vivid, benevolent. It's always benevolent, these quantum changes. And the quantum change that is benevolent is that it is always about love. It's always a good feeling. It's a joyful inner kind of knowing that I'm now moving into the afternoon of my life, this new part of my life in which I am going to listen to what I came here to do and what I was told was the most important things that I have to do aren't going to be the primary focus of my life. I'm still going to be a good mother. I'm still going to be a good wife. I'm still going to be a good husband. I'm still going to work. I'm going to provide. I'm going to pay my taxes. But they are not the primary values of my life, as you'll see in a moment. Surprising, vivid, benevolent, and the most important, always enduring. It never goes away. You don't slip any longer. It's enduring. You could bet everything that you have on Wayne Dyer never having an alcoholic drink in this lifetime. You could bet it all. You could bet the farm on my making that choice to do that. There's such a clear knowing that this is it. This is permanent. This is real. And it doesn't just have to be about drinking. I'm just using that as an example. I mean, just many, many, many other examples of the shifts. And, you know, I never make an issue of this. I never go through life telling people, you know, when I'm on an airplane and say, would you like a glass of wine? No, excuse me, but you realize that I don't drink alcohol because I had a quantum experience, 4:07. It's not a calling card. It's not anything. My answer always to that is no thank you. Just no thank you. And no judgment about it. No judgment about anybody who decides to have the glass of wine. That's perfectly fine. For me, this was the place that I had to go in order to be able to get to this place so I could tell you this story and you could hear it and perhaps you could do something with it in your life that may have nothing to do with drinking. It may have something to do with something else like not being pushed around, not being victimized, not being told what to do, not having your parents continue to tell you how you should be conducting your life when you're a grown man or a grown woman. Whatever it might be, whatever it might be, or your willingness to listen, to listen, to listen to God and know that it's enduring. So those are the four characteristics, right? Surprising, vivid, always benevolent, always in love, and lasts. These kinds of quantum changes left. And these are very common experiences that happen as you move from an uninspired to an inspired life. Now,